Friday, February the 10th, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor number 95.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
On today's show, we'll go back to the basics again with some thoughts about getting feedback. This is your last chance to get your entry into the distortion assignment. And thank God it's Friday.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, your show around everything digital photography. Yes, on today's show we'll go back to the basics again. I will talk about coming out of the closet with your work on today's show. But before that, here's a message from our sponsor. Today's Tips from the Top Floor is brought to you by the 2006 National Photo Awards, a photo contest that is open to national and international entries with a $700 cash prize to be awarded to the February winner. To find out more, go to www.nationalphotoawards.com. Okay, many of you have been asking about what's going on with me having lost my job and everything, so let me give you a quick update. In case you haven't heard it, I lost my job a few weeks ago. I've been working in the computer industry for my daytime job, and the company I worked for decided to lay off a lot of people, and unfortunately, I was hit by that reduction round too. So I'm out of a job, but don't worry about me. I've already started to search for some office space where I can move my own business to. The name of the company is Top Floor Productions. I've been running it for several years now, some of that time a bit on the back burner, but it certainly is about time to do more. With Top Floor Productions, I do all sorts of media production things, from visual, well, things like photography or DVD authoring, graphic design, to the audio side of things, including CD production, sound production for film, and a few other things along those lines. So I'll be my own boss, bye-bye 9-to-5, and that'll finally give me the time to really fully concentrate on this. So on the one hand, it's a bit of a bummer to lose a job, but in my case, I see it more as a blessing, and gets a kick in the backside to do more in this direction. So to the status, you might know that we don't have a lot of space in Germany, so the big next step for me is to find office space where I can do more with my company. I've been looking at some places over the last days, and I might in fact have found a wonderful and affordable location. I think it's around 850 square feet, that's roughly 80 square meters, where I can set up the Top Floor offices, a photo studio, and even have some space left for the audio side of things. And the really cool thing about it is that it's in fact on the top floor again. It's on the second floor of an industrial building here in Tübingen, so chances are that Tips from the Top Floor will keep coming to you from an actual top floor. But I need your help over the weekend. I didn't get any final confirmation on that space yet, so it's still a bit unsure. I wanted to ask you if you could keep your fingers crossed for me over the weekend. That would be really cool. And I should hopefully know more by Monday. I'll let you know. On another note, it's Friday, February the 10th, and the distortion assignment will end in 2 days on Sunday, February the 12th. So if you haven't gone out yet to create some work for the assignment, you better hurry up. The things I've seen so far look really cool, some great stuff there already, and I can't wait for some more to be submitted. Wow, our podcast Ellie Rank as of last night is in the top 10, actually on number 9. Hey, thank you all for your great support. This is exactly what the show needs right now. I'm not asking for donations. I don't think anyone should ever pay for this podcast, and your votes really, really mean a lot to me. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go back to the basics again about sharing your work. It's interesting to see that so many people take pictures. They learn about photography over time, they improve their technique and their eye, but they never go out into the public with their images. Showing your images to others and allowing them to provide you with constructive criticism is one of the most basic things in my eyes. It's a really good way to improve on your photography. Yes, I admit that it might be a bit hard to do this first step, but there are so many sites out there that let you do that, and most of them are way more friendly than you think. Let's look at a few. Flickr is a good example. You can share your images with the world for free, and others can leave you comments on your work there. A place that's even more built around the whole giving feedback idea is DeviantArt.com. There are many, many fellow photographers over there who are willing to provide you with good criticism if you only let them. However, a thing that I'm particularly proud of is the Tips from the Top Floor forum. I've never before seen a place that was so friendly towards beginning photographers who shared their first photography steps with others. And every time I read something like, "Hey, I'm sharing my first picture with my new DSLR with you," it makes me go all warm and tingling. This is a big thanks to all the Tips from the Top Floor forum members for providing an environment that makes it easy for so many people to share their images, ask for tips on improving things, and receiving a host of really helpful inputs from the other forum members. If you feel like giving it a try, the forum is open for everyone. It's a really friendly and civilized place, and there are so many cool people hanging out there. And if you feel like asking a question about anything photography and even beyond that, you can be sure to receive an answer fairly quickly. Give it a try at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum. And I remember very well when I, years ago, took that big step from film photography into the world of digital. I had to relearn a lot of things at first, and I wasn't shy and went over to deviantart.com and posted my first picture. It took less than a minute until I received the first piece of feedback, which encouraged me to show more of my work, and lots more feedback and tips followed, and over time I learned so much from all that feedback. People started pointing me to more information on how to improve certain things, how to handle things in post-processing, how to handle a dynamic range of a digital camera, and so on and so forth. And even though there were a few bumps on that ride, it was one of the best and quickest learning experiences I had in my whole life. If you are out there leaving feedback about other people's work, it's always a good idea to think about what might be helpful to the photographer. Only writing things like "nice shot" or "I don't like it" won't really help. But just a few more words, maybe about what caught your eye in the picture, why you wouldn't have cropped the image in such a way, or that you found a black and white version of the picture might work better, is going to be of tremendous value to the photographer who had the guts to share their first steps. But the truly basic lesson for today is, let other people see your work, allow them to leave comments on it. If you must take some of the criticism with a grain of salt, never take any of it personally, but take it the way it's meant to be, to help you improve your photography. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget the distortion assignment. Only 2 more days to go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. There are 4 ways to leave feedback about the show. Either send an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com, post a comment on the forum. I love to read the feedback that you guys post on the show discussion section, by the way. Or leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. Or if you want to record an MP3 as a greeting for the show, go ahead and send that to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com too. I'll be happy to play that. My name's Chris Marquardt. I'm still recovering from my cold, as you can hear from my voice. Enjoy the weekend. Share your work with others. Become a forum member. Place your pin on the Frapper map. And happy shooting. I've been a deep, and you know it.